Pine Street, June the 6th, 1990, for the Lawrenceburg Oral History Project. Flora, tell us a little something about where you were born and when, and a little bit about your parents and life here.
I was born in around Burlington, Kentucky. I think they call the place Flickertown, little town. And I moved, my parents and moved over here when I was only 1 year old. I moved to Greendale. And my dad was a blacksmith at where Mars's garage was. And I had a little sister that died while we lived there on the main street of the Ridge Avenue.
When were you born?
I was born in July the 25th, 1899.
What was your family life like? Were your parents strict?
No, I wouldn't say that. I don't know.
Was religion an important part of your life?
No.
Did they go to church here in Greendale?
Well, I don't think so. My mother belonged to the Presbyterian Church, but I don't think my dad belonged there. And, let's see, when I started the school at Greendale, I went school there. I was in the fifth grade, and that's when my mother died when I was 10 years old. So I went back to Petersburg with my sister, and we moved back over here in 1912.
Is that the same Greendale school that's standing there now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
On Ludlow Street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember any of your teachers there?
No, the only one I can remember, I think, was a man. I think unless I got him mixed up with Petersburg. His name was Skinner, Mr. Skinner. And he was the teacher in the fifth grade, when I was in the fifth grade.
Did they have a high school there at that time?
Not at Greendale. And?
Okay, what do you remember about the area around here, like Lawrenceburg and Greendale, around the time period of World War I? Were people excited about World War I?
Well, that's what I told her. I can't think much about it. You know what happened then.
Were any of your relatives
in
the service?
I had a boyfriend that went to the, had to go, but he's the only one I can remember, you know, that mm-hmm. was real close. Not close either, but.
Okay.
Because my brother wasn't old enough.
You could tell him about Polly,
huh?
You could tell him about Polly.
Yeah, I had a girlfriend that we both worked at the overhaul factory, and she joined up for a nurse, and they took her, and I remember when she went to get on the train here, that they let us all off at the overhaul factory to come down and watch her get on the train.
Did they train her as a nurse, or was she already a nurse?
Well, she didn't go in till late, and then I don't think she... Well, she was in until the war was over, I mean.
But was she already...
I don't know where she... Huh?
Was she already a nurse?
No.
No, they don't.
Tell us about the work in the overall factory and where it was located.
Well, when I worked, it was located up here on across from the fire engine house, but she is
Short Street.
Short Street, yeah.
Okay.
And I worked there until I was married. I was married in 1920.
What kind of work did you do there?
Well, I run what they call the buttonhole machine. Put the buttonholes in the overalls and the straps, you know.
Do you remember about how many people worked there?
Well, I'd say about 15 maybe, I don't know. Mostly women, you know.
Now, this was about what year?
Well, let's see,
Okay, you said during World War One, didn't before,
yeah.
Didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It would have been in...
Well, were you married when you worked there?
Well, then it was before 1920.
Okay.
Probably not... Probably 16 when I went to work here, in 16. I wasn't old enough, but the guy that got me on anyway.
Did you graduate from Lawrenceburg High School?
No.
Okay.
When we moved back over here, I went back to school, but I quit when I was in the 8th grade. They let you quit when you was 14, Nancy. So, my sister had twins, and nobody insisted on me to keep them going to school, and you know how kids are, they quit if they can, and my sister didn't, she needed my help at home.
Where were some other places you worked in Lawrenceburg?
I didn't work any other place in Lawrenceburg. I mean, at that time.
Or later?
But yeah, in later years I retired from Shenley in 64, because they made you retire when you were 65. So I was 65 and 64, so I had to retire. I'd worked there about 30 years.
So you went to work there right after Prohibition then, at Chinley's?
Well, I started in 65. I started working, not 65, 35. I started working there in 35. Well, I don't remember much about Prohibition.
Okay. You don't know if a lot of people made their own alcohol in their homes? Did a lot of people make it themselves?
They made beer. They made beer, yeah. My husband did that.
Okay.
Home brew, they called it.
Right, okay. Did most people make?
Yeah, a lot of them. I wouldn't say most people, but... I know a lot of them did.
Where are some places that your husband worked?
Well, he was... He worked down there before. He was working there when we got married.
Which is the...
At the fire mill.
And, I guess
he was more of a constructive worker. we worked on different jobs away from here. We moved around quite a bit. We first moved from here to Hamilton. And then he changed jobs again. And see, we lived in Hamilton, we lived in Newport, Kentucky, and we lived in Pittsburgh and in Washington, New York.
Buffalo.
Buffalo.
This was mostly then during the 1920s when you lived away from here. Is that right?
Yeah, but then we'd come back in between times, see? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And my brother-in-law bought this house in 1917. And I've called this home from then on. When we'd come back, we'd always say we're going back home. And then I bought it. He sold it to me in right after 37 flood, probably, because he went. His wife had died, and he went to Washington to live. Was Washington?
Baltimore.
Where Lawrence?
He went to Baltimore, didn't he, with Alberta? Well, Lawrence lived in Washington.
He went to his son's in Washington.
Okay, just for the record, this house that you're talking about is one of the last two remaining houses where they're putting in the new jail, and this house is the one nearest to the railroad. How was this affected during the flood? Do you remember the 1913 flood? How was this house affected?
Well, we lived down on High Street,
down
below there, and we went. Another sister of mine lived up on another hill, so we went up there and stayed with them till we got the mud cleaned. And we lived up on, during the flood, 13th flood, we lived up on the other end of High Street. It was clear over top of that house, just a little bit of a chimney sticking.
Were they able to rehabilitate the house? Did they live in it after the flood?
Yeah.
Okay. How about the 1937 flood in this house? How did it affect it?
Well, it was 4 feet on the second floor here. And then there was a big building back there that belonged to the carriage factory there. And it floated up and knocked the end off of the house here.
That's on the north side of the house?
Where the kitchen was. Okay. And so my brother-in-law tore that side off and just made a long porch there, clear long. Mm-hmm. And then later on they I had other daughter wanted to come here to live, and so we fixed the upstairs for her to live, and then we put the bedroom and bathroom on that side, and that left us back porch.
Were you in any danger here before you got out in 1937?
Well, they didn't get out till after the water come in. They had to get out over the roof.
You went out by boat.
We lived up there in 37.
Huh?
We lived up there in 37.
Well,
on the other
end. I mean my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Them had to get out. We went over to stay with, you remember, Clara Lou Grocery over in Newtown?
Pat.
Clara. Well, she was Clara Bowles. She married her grandfather after her grandmother died. And they had the grocery there in our town.
There, Jill Meyer.
So we was going to stay up upstairs there, but the water got upstairs there, so we had to get out there too. And someone met us when they got out of the boat and told us to go to the house up on the hill.
I thought we went up on the old Lawrenceburg Road.
Well, it's up on the hill. So we stayed there. And then we came back and got the house cleaned out, moved back. My husband was a carpenter and millwright, so he did a lot of work on the house.
What about some entertainment during that World War I period in the 1920s? Were there, like, vaudeville? Was there much of that to go to entertain yourself?
Well, I don't remember. I wasn't allowed to go to dances. We'd sneak off sometime and go, but...
What about movies?
Shows, I mean, we had shows here. We went to...
Where were those movies, the theaters? Where were they located?
Well, that one up here on Walnut Street. Leader Talk, what they call it, the Leader Talk, where the picture place is now.
Crider's.
Mm-hmm. Leader Talk, they called it. And then Warnford's had one on one of the side streets. Yeah, I just can't remember names and
okay.
Things. So we all...
What about radios and telephones? Were there very many of those in the 1920s?
No. That is, we didn't have any.
Okay. How about automobiles in the 1920s?
No, we didn't have any automobiles.
Didn't have any of those? You didn't have one? Okay. Tell us about the river. You spent some time on the river. What'd you do there?
Well, I'd swim, and I never could learn to swim. And I was in the water all the time. But I just couldn't get my head under water. And my husband, he is always on the river. He generally always had some kind of a boat, rowboat maybe. And then
did you take that boat across the river to Petersburg and places like that?
Oh, yeah. I remember going on the ferry when, riding with a horse or mule or whatever it was they had. And that little boat that used to run from Petersburg to Roar and up here, the old Pauline, they called it. That's how we got back and forth all the time. And then the streetcars.
Can you tell us?
Getting on a streetcar here once when my brother-in-law brought me back from, and we thought it was going to Greendale, but it was going to Aurora. And when it got to the bridge, there, of course, I got scared. And I went up to the conductor and told him I didn't want it off. And he said, "Oh, you can't get off here." And I said, "Well, I have to go to Greendale." "So you just stay here. We're going to take you back, and I'll leave you off in Greendale." So that was one scare I had, I know.
Can you tell us a bit more about the horse-drawn ferry? Where was it located?
The ferry?
Uh-huh.
Well, they had a wharf. Remember, they built a wharf boat down here at the Lawrenceburg, and it came to the wharf. That's where we always got off the boat.
Was that the end of one of the main streets in Lawrenceburg?
Mm-hmm.
Which street was that?
Walnut Street. Right down to the end there.
How wide was the river at that time, say, comparison to what it is now?
Because it's a lot drier now. You know, different ones that could swim, they could swim across the river.
Would it have been one half as wide then as it is now?
Oh, that's what I'd say, about one half.
Were the currents as bad then as they are now with more water in it? Or do you know about that?
The what?
The current, the flow of the river. Were there very heavy currents at that time?
Well, I wouldn't know about that.
Didn't bother you on your boat, huh?
Didn't bother your horses.
Okay.
They didn't have any dam in then, so.
No. Do you know when that horse-drawn ferry went out of existence?
No, I wouldn't remember that.
Was it before 1920?
That's when you got married, 1920.
Yeah, it went out of business before that, I'm sure.
Before World War One?
Well, not before World War One, no.
Okay. Do you know who operated the ferry, the horse-drawn ferry? Okay. What do you remember about the Depression from around 1928 or 9 up to about 1933 or 4? Were jobs hard to get?
Of course, I wasn't working then, but seemed like my husband always had a job, some kind of job.
You said you were working at that time. Where did you work at that time? Before 1935.
Well, I've been working then.
Okay.
That's when I went back to work, in 35.
I don't ever remember it being too hard up during the Depression. They had always seemed to have work.
I remember it was pretty tough getting along.
Did it seem to get better after the government started putting in their WPA and CCC programs? Did times seem to get a little better then? Didn't affect your family that much then?
No, I don't think so. I mean, any more than we was used to dealing with that. Because I can remember when we, the kids lived out in Greendale, my dad, when he wasn't the blacksmith any there, he worked down to one of the distilleries, the old Squibb distillery, I guess, down in there. And then he worked over at, he was blacksmith over at that foundry, Cook's foundry out there. And I remember he made $11 a week. But I guess we got along, but I always had something to eat.
Yeah.
So.
Did you go to Cincinnati very much?
No.
When you did go, how did you get there?
I went on the streetcar.
Did you ride the railroad very much?
Yeah, we used to ride the railroad too.
You didn't have an automobile around here. How did you get around Lawrenceburg?
Walked.
But
I know we walked down. I remember, as a kid, we came to the Baptist church down here in Lawrenceburg. I came to Sunday school, and neighbor out there always came, and she always brought me with them. We just walked down here. And was a lady that lived in Greendale, always came to the Methodist church on Sunday night, and she always got me to come with her. And I said the only reason I came, because she'd always stop and buy an ice cream cone. You know, I never had anything really exciting happen, as I know.
Were people involved in politics very much during Wilson's time, Coolidge?
I don't. Of course, I remember kids always argued whether it's Republicans or Democrats. My dad was Republican, I guess. He never.
Do you know anything about any other organizations? Do you remember, for example, say the Ku Klux Klan? Do you know anything about their activities here?
No, I just remember them talked about, but I don't know of anything that really happened. I didn't.
You never did see any of their activities during the daytime or evening?
Mm-mm.
What were some of the main businesses downtown Lawrenceburg in the 1920s? The names of some of them.
Well, the carriage factory here is still here, and the flour mill, and let's see, Johnson's chair factory, I guess.
Uptown, though, was there any stores?
How about dry goods stores? Yeah.
Or old Emmert store, it was up on the corner of Short and High. And see, what was that one over in Newtown, right on the corner where your building is, where you go to the building now? Right? It was on the corner there. Dicer's? Something like that. Dicer's store.
How about grocery stores? Remember some of those?
Well, McGranahan and Stockman up on High Street, East High. And Woods is grocery.
For the table business.
Do you remember much activity around the courthouse during that time? Remember any incidents at the courthouse or any cases that were interesting?
All I remember is we kids was always scared to come past the courthouse at night because it was dark and this carriage tractor here. We was always afraid to go past it.
Did they always have electric street lights that you can remember?
They had those old lights, if I remember right.
Gas lights?
Yes, they had the light.
Did they have gas lights?
Yes, sorry. I told you I wouldn't be. I don't know.
You're doing well. Doing well.
I didn't get around too much yet.
Right. How about county fairs? Do you attend county fairs?
Oh, we always went to county fair.
Where was it? What do you have?
Well, it used to be right up at the end of Tate Street. Not Tate Street. Yeah.
Huh? Center Street.
Center Street. You go right over the bank there, down in there, and then they change it over to where it is now.
Didn't they call that Germantown?
Yeah.
Over in there.
Germantown.
I can remember.
Because you always, I remember when you're a kid, you always. I had an aunt that lived across the river there, and she always brought chicken and everything. You brought your own lunch, you know, and you'd find this space and spread out the food, and you all get around just sitting on the ground.
That was when you went to the fair?
Huh?
That was when you went to the fair, you mean?
Yeah.
People visited Petersburg a lot then. They visited over here a lot during that time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose this Aurora in here would be the closest town, you know, that would have stores.
This is Earl Mann. This is the end of the tape on